From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Philadelphia is about to become the largest city ever to surrender control of its public schools to state officials. After weeks of bitter negotiations, the city's mayor and the governor of Pennsylvania are expected to shut down the school board and hire a private company to run some of the city's worst schools. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the fight for control of Philadelphia's schools is far from over.
Somewhere at an undisclosed location in Philadelphia, negotiators for Pennsylvania Governor Mark Schweiker and Mayor John Street are putting the finishing touches on a plan to take over the city school system. It's a plan that labor unions, teachers, community activists, and many parents reject.
Let me vote, and then whatever happens after the vote that we deal with. But we should have voice. We don't have no voice.
We don't have no voice. Are not for sale. Our children are not for sale.
On Wednesday, these parents and hundreds of protesters blocked rush hour traffic and drowned out the mayor's Christmas tree lighting ceremony. On Thursday, hundreds of high school students walked out of classes, and community activists filed the first of several lawsuits to block the takeover. Governor Schweiker has been undeterred. He says the city's 210,000 students should not have to spend another day in a dysfunctional system that has failed to teach children to read and write. The school district is $216 million short of what it needs to operate. Teachers are leaving in droves, and school buildings are falling apart. The governor wants Edison Schools, the nation's largest private school management company, to help reorganize the system and take control of the city's 45 worst schools. It's radical and it's wrong, says Ted Kirsch, president of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers.
There's no question we have to make changes. But change in governance and change in saying, okay, we're going to get rid of this group of bosses and replace them with another, Edison, isn't going to make the change in the schools.
The problem, says Kirsch, is money. An astonishing 80% of the city's 210,000 students live in poverty. Nearly half of the state's poorest school children live in Philadelphia. The city's shrinking tax base cannot keep up with school costs, and the state has refused to give more money to school officials it does not trust. A takeover solves that problem.
I don't see it as a takeover. I see it as being education reform.
Kenny Gamble heads one of six groups that stand to benefit from a takeover. A music producer and songwriter best known for putting Philadelphia on the soul music scene, Gamble runs Universal Companies, a construction and development firm in South Central Philadelphia. Gamble is also seeking a contract to manage schools near his housing projects. School officials have all but abandoned poor neighborhood schools, says Gamble, and it's time for somebody else to tackle the tough questions.
We know that right now that 40-50% of the kids are dropping out of school. What are you going to do about that? We know that the kids go to school and they're smoking, they're using marijuana, there's all kinds of violence. What are you going to do about the kids who come out of school and don't know how to read and write and stand on the corners and eventually get locked up and go to prison? What are you going to do about that?
Well, first, you don't go in thinking it's easy.
Chris Whittle is founder and CEO of Edison Schools, the private company that Governor Schweiker wants to hire for about $300 million. Edison runs 136 public schools in 22 states these days. The company has grown and attracted investors because it has created the expectation that it can raise students' performance dramatically. Whittle's definition of dramatic is 5 percentage points on standardized tests.
5 points doesn't sound like a lot, but there are major systems all over this country that are putting up fractions of a point annually or are flat.
And that's what Edison's critics refuse to admit, says Whittle, not to mention the fact that Edison can do it cheaper.
And the way we do that is we spend less on administration than typical public schools. We make money by reducing the bureaucracy around schools.
In cities and states scrambling for money to fund public schools, Edison's claims are music to some politicians' ears. Edison is only one of several companies riding a wave of school takeovers. In Chicago, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Detroit, schools today are controlled by the mayor or governor or both. The list of cities looking for dramatic change and partnerships with private school management companies is growing. When the state's takeover is official, Philadelphia will be on that list. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, in Philadelphia.